Do it. There we go. Okay, so, hello everyone. This is Nudge, and first of all, I'd like to excuse myself. I'm feeling a little bit weird, and my voice isn't exactly 100% good right now, so there may be a few random voice cracks and stuff along the way. Second, I would just like to mention how much fun I'm having recording these, because it is always amazing when I get to record one of these. And I'm recording this at a special case, because this is a Wednesday. Wednesday, June 5th. And at this point in time, I only have the first two parts uploaded, so I'm kind of working in advance. But, yeah, I'm gonna enjoy everything that's gonna happen from this point on. Well, not to say that I haven't enjoyed the rest before, I'm just gonna say that it's amazing playing this game again, even though it's in Japanese now. But anyway, so in this part, we're going to go for row number 4. And let me quickly turn my volume up on my headphones so I can actually hear what I'm doing. And the volume situation doesn't seem to be that bad, although this microphone sucks. I do have to give it that. It really does suck. But this row, has one two-player game, which is the first one, and we're going to get into that, but from this point on, I'm going to do the two-player games after the remix, just because I don't want to play the same game twice, so, and I'm also going to have to reopen the ROM every time I finish a game, because, I don't know, there's no other way around it. For some reason, it just crashes. But anyway, this first game, oh my god, this is so annoying. Let me see. This first game... No, I can't get rid of the freaking clipping. Ah! First game is called Ringside. Basically, you're a wrestler. Except, you're a wrestler that really focuses their attention on wrestling instead of answering random questions that get thrown to you and other random stuff. So there's supposed to be an interview going on with the wrestler, but all he can do is flex his muscles and make noises, as you'll see in just a bit. Also, no, okay, this is a drastically different game from, depending on which language you're playing. If it's on English, it's a little different. I mean, the cues are rhythmically not different. It's just the different things that they say. This is the first time I get to play it in Japanese, so this is going to be really fun. So the first cue is this. 2, 1, 2, 3, and. Oh my god, that was... That is so cool. So she goes, tiki 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 desu ka? And you have to press A. In the English version, I think it's wubba dubba dub. Is that true? Eh. And there's a few different, like, intonations in the way that she can say that. If you don't do it well enough, they're just going to go, huh? Or something like that if you mess it up. This next cue is my favorite because, I don't know, I just love the way she says it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep. すごいですね。すごいですね. In English, it's "Whoa, you go, big guy," and there's a few different intonations the way she can say that, but it's kind of like this, except it's much better in Japanese because すごいですね. I just love that. Same thing here. If you mess it up, it goes "Huh." I think it's the same for the last cue as well, except in this case you have to press A and B because you have to pose for the cameras. In Japanese it's I thought that you were going to have a height, but I guess not. So they yell "Kochi mite," which I think means "look over here." And in English, it's just post for the fans. And they do have an and in English, as well as a height in Japanese, which you're going to hear in just a minute. So, let's do this. This has a really cool beat to it. One, two, three, and. Oh god, what the hell? Let's try that again. すごいですね。 One, two. Yeah! Yep, there's the height. すごいですね。 Oh, right. Wrong cue. There it is. One, two. こっち見て。 すごいですね。はい、こっち見て。 Yeah. If you mess that one, if you mess that particular one up, then you get a really weird noise. And same with this one. こっち見て。 Yeah. So I messed up some of the cues there because I forgot which ones they were. I mean, I didn't mess them up, I just said the wrong ones by instinct. But anyway, it's really fun. I don't know why, it's just really fun when you play this. Or at least to me it is. Now, hopefully we're gonna have a perfect attempt in this part, finally. Oh, there it is. Finally. So let's see what that is, shall we? Board meeting! This is gonna be easy. Let's do it. First try, no editing required. So yay, board meeting is now done. And there's lag. So, the two-player version has now been unlocked, so if I go in, there it is. Where is it? There it is. It's the third game. There's Forklifter, Tambourine, and the Ringside, but I'm not going to do that yet. Instead, I'm going to go to the next game in row 4, which is Packing Pests. It's a game where you are working a shift, so you're basically doing a very boring job sorting and spiders or insects. So you have to punch the spiders away and you have to get the sweets as they fly at you. There's always a pattern going on, you'll see. It's not that hard. In fact, it's quite easy. Also, the music track in this game reminds me very much of the style of music used in Figure Fighter, except that it sounds even more like it sounds like Rhythm Rally in Rhythm Heaven DS does, basically. Okay, so this is what you do. First, you do AB and then A. Oh no, you have to press AB first. Okay, and then you press A to punch the spiders away like this. Why does it like awkwardly pause? I don't know, but it sometimes does that in this game. Now this is how the pattern works. Two, three, four. 1, 2, 3, 4. And that means 1, 1, 2. So normally it's just A, B, and then A, but whenever you hear him say "Ixi" or whatever that thing is, which in English it says "double up," you have to go A, B, and then A, kind of like a Monkey Watch if you remember that game. So let's do this. 1, 2, 3, and. Go. They get quite a lot more frequent as time goes on. No, 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 no. Ooh, stereo. No, no, it's lagging. Oh God. Now at this point the visuals show something that has to do with Munchie Monk in Rhythm Heaven DS. Apparently, maybe it's the same guy, I am not exactly sure. Ew. But it could be. Oh no. I just missed one. Now, there are different noises that he makes if you miss them completely. Just to let you know, if you do miss one, he makes weird noises. And that very last one apparently was a money sign, so you had to get that, otherwise I don't think you'd get a superb. It's one of those perfect moment things. I could be wrong on that though, I don't think I ever missed it. But yeah, my voice being really weird doesn't help in me not being able to sing, because I really do like this track a lot. So, Packing Pests is done. I did miss a few of those, but it didn't matter. Now, I do wonder if this game has been fixed, because in the earlier version with Dolphin 4, it was a little broken. Now let's just say that much. This game is called Micro Row, and you're basically a bunch of little microscopic things floating around in a somewhere. I'm not sure what, but you're doing this little marching tactic kind of thing. So you have to keep time again, except with a little different cue. You'll see. Let's see if this works. I shouldn't have sung over that because that's a new intro. Never mind. Oh no. Oh, it's working! Good, good. There's no lag. Very good. Okay. So, all you do is you keep time, basically. Two, one, two, three, four. First, you hear the voice guiding you saying "height," but after that, you're left on your own. Like this. Two, one, two, three, four. Yeah, that's what happens if you're early or late. I bet you've shown that off.
Battery just discharged to 70%.
I thought you had it plugged in, what the hell? Let me quickly fix that. Let me see. Okay, so here's the other cue that you may be hearing. Two, 1, 2, 3, 4. When you hear this, 1, 2, 3.
The battery has charged to 70%.
Oh, come on. 1, 2, 3. Lag. There it is. 1, 2, 3. Still a little bit laggy. But yeah, that's the usual way that you do this game. Just press A, and where we hear the bell, you go 1, 2, 3. And that's about it. 1, 2, 1, 2, 2, and... Lag does not help. Oh, come on. Actually, is this the same instrumentation used in Packing Pass and Figure Fighter and all that? Because it could be. Sounds a little bit like it. Here we go in 1, 2, 3, 4. No. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, I'm gonna pay attention from this point on because I may actually get an okay for this. I love the arpeggio on the right side. Oh no! The next part is not going to be short of lag either, unfortunately. Part 5 has a game that really lags. I can tell that already. The challenge for those that have visuals comes in the fact that sometimes they zoom in and out in such a way that you can kind of barely see them. And that may be causing some of the okay. Ah, crap, I'm gonna have to do that again. No. That's okay, though. Let's do that, then. Wait a minute, I just now remembered. This... Wait, never mind. Am I wrong? Apparently I am. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna have to think about that later. Maybe it's only when you get Superb on it that it does that. That you get to unlock the two-player game. Because I could have swore there was a two-player version of this. Anyway, let's do the Superb and see if the two-player game opens up then. That was much better. Although I did still miss a few. Let's see. Good, superb. Let's see if a two-player game opens up now. Because I swear that this is the fourth two-player game. Yeah, I know for sure, because there's eight of them, and I know the other four. So, oh god, what the... What is going on? Nope, it's gone. Well, not gone, it's just... It's not accessible yet. Why? Oh, is it because you have to... Oh, you have to play the other one! I see, so you have to play, you have to play the... Yeah, that's right. So you have to play the, ringside first, and then you'll get it. Okay, I see. Makes sense now. Okay, so, the final game besides the remix in this row is... I think it's called Samurai Slice, but I could be a little bit wrong on that. I know that there's a Samurai Slice game in Rhythm Tengoku, and a Samurai Slice, I think it's called Super Samurai Slice in Rhythm Heaven Mega Mix. I think this one is also called Samurai Slice, and it has a fitting intro. Yeah. Although the music definitely does not resemble... It does not resemble Samurai's at all, unlike in Rhythm Tengoku, where it definitely did. But the gameplay definitely does, because... Yeah. You have to attack things. 1, 2, 3. A. If you mess it up, this happens. Yeah. Which sounds very familiar, by the way. Oh, it's close. Now, this is the other technique, which is really cool. I'm not actually sure how... I think it's like a fast triplet or something, that's how you call it. But basically, you have to hold A and B. It's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, it's just really fast. Oh, it has reverb, that's cool. Now, let's see that in action. What you're going to hear is... this. Yeah. If you mess it up, this happens. That is so cool. I don't actually know why I find that so cool, but it is. It sounds quite cool. Oh, the tutorial stopped. Like... Okay, it just started right away. So, the thing about this, for those that are playing... Oh god, Tony needs to be really exact on this one. For those playing with visuals, there's an actual story going on. If you mess it up, like I'm doing now, for some reason, you can't read it anymore. So you have to actually be good at it in order to read the story as it progresses. 1, 2, 3, 4... Yeah, that's what happens if there's two of them. It makes different noises.
Your battery has charged to 80%.
I know. No, 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 no. Why does it keep doing that? 1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh, that's a big one. It doesn't change anything, it's just... It sounds different. What the hell? 1, 2. Cut, 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 cut. It feels so epic when I do that. 1, 2, 1, 2, and key change. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, 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 and yeah, these are the biggest ones. And no. Oh, I missed that one. Ooh, I can hear like lightning stuff. No. And almost done. Yes. got the very last one. Now, the very last one is actually the pinwheel that you're trying to rescue from these monsters that you're trying to give away, give back to a child who lost it. And that's the basic point of the story, is basically this child lost his pinwheel, and the samurai comes and destroys a bunch of demons in order to get it back. So if you do well enough, you'll give him the pinwheel, and he'll be very happy, and, yeah. The epilogue, which is this screen right here, does reflect this. I'm not exactly sure what it says, but it does say something about that. Okay, and now we're down to the remix, which for... Oh yeah, I do remember what this is. Oh, this is gonna be fun. I love this track. This track is great. Okay, so, remix number 4 is quite fast-paced, and it has a lot of transitions in it. But it's worth it. It really is. It starts like this. And 1, 2, 3, 4. Start with samurai, fittingly enough. But now it changes to... Hey! Atsumite? Oh. I thought there was actually gonna be one of those. I guess not. And tiki 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 desu ka? Here it is. Sugoi desu ne. Atsumite? Still no. I seriously thought there was gonna be one. Okay. Now it's micro row. One packing pests. Yeah, that one's quite abrupt. Okay. Please tell me there's gonna be, Kotsumite. No? Still no. And packing pests again. And here it is. Kotsumite! Yes! Kotsumite! Yeah! Kotsumite! 1, 2! 1 and 2! 3! Hi! And packing pests! Oh wait, no, it's the samurai still. 1, 2, 3, 4. And Kotsumite! Kotsumite! And 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, Kotsumite! Kotsumite! Here we go again. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. And last one. Yeah! So, the actions come out really quickly and you have to pay attention for them, but since I've played this a million times, I already know how it works. Except, for some really weird reason, I kept thinking that in the beginning there was going to be a Kotsumite, but I guess there never was. Until that one point where I was exactly sure that there was going to be one. But that's just my memory. So, are we going to have another perfect attempt, or am I going to do the two-player games next? Let's find out. Here we go. New rule unlock. New game unlock. And perfect attempt, our third one. Okay, let's do this. Let's see what it is. Okay, it's seesaw time. This is going to be hard. I'm not sure if I can do this. Let's find out. We'll be right back. Boom! Now, to make matters a little more interesting, in this game, in the Japanese variant, there's actually two different things that they can say that they change. Depending on, I don't know, I think it's random. So in this case, the things that they said were the second variant where the left guy says something ending something starting with T instead of K, if that makes sense. It's kind of hard to explain, but if you listen to part one and then go back to this, then you'll see a difference. So that's a thing that caught me by surprise the first time I heard it just now, but got the perfect, so yeah. And now it's time for the two-player games, which I think they are never split-screen anymore. It's always both at the same time. When split-screen gets introduced is going to be a little bit later. These next two, I don't think ever, they're always just both of you press the button at the same time. So let's do them. Yay! That worked out pretty well, I think. Of course, we're not going to be able to find out because it's going to crash, but that's okay. So, now you heard two sounds, one of them was the metal and the other one was the new game unlock, which is Micro Row, so let's do that one as well. This one's gonna be quite hard because it also has lag in it. So both of us are probably gonna mess this up, but let's find out. Bye. Okay, only messed up a little bit. And this is also going to call for another force quit and restart. Wait, never mind. Because I'm kind of basically done. So, really, we're just going to be stuck in silence at this point. Unfortunately, because I don't want to re-enter and it's just too much. So, instead, I'm just going to say that I have enjoyed making this very much. And, part 4. Row 4 is now done. We have a perfect 4.
The battery is discharged to 90%.
Shut up. We have a perfect 4 board meeting and Seesaw, which is quite amazing. Or at least I think Seesaw is quite amazing because I wasn't able to do that until much later in my first playthrough. Granted, that was way too laggy at the time. But anyway, so there's that. And row 4 itself was pretty cool. I hope that the descriptions for the stuff that you had to do in ringside and packing pests and all that were clear, because I was enjoying myself so much that I kind of forgot to describe what to do, but I think you get the idea. I think. I hope. So that was part 4, and I will see you later.
Speech unmuted. Quit Dolphin. In dialogue. Do you want no button? Yeah, triggers the action. Empty table. Finder. Finder. Dolphin. Dolphin. Finder. Battery monitor. Audio hijack. Audio hijack. Quit nav on. Records.